welcome to the Zap Podcast. We have a special, very special guest today. It's the one, the only, Reseller Matt. Hey, Matt, welcome to the Zap Podcast.
Man, thank you so much. I feel important already.
You are very important. Honestly, I feel like you're the only reseller I even see around on the website, to be honest.
We're always around, man. Me, Stifler, Mister, all of us around.
Yeah.
I'm just more active.
Yeah, I don't even know how you do it. We'll get into it later about the reselling. But you know, back in the day, the being a reseller or the marketplace was like huge. And now I feel like it's kind of like a harder game. But we'll get into that.
So there were more users back then. But
I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, do you think more users will come on in the future?
I think so, yeah. I actually believe in that.
I hope they don't shut it down.
No, I don't think the chat will ever shut down, in my own opinion. I think it will only improve. Hopefully soon you'll like have voice calls, video calls, and a lot of other features that we do need. And I believe chat only needs a little bit of advertising. That's pretty much it. And this place will be filled with people.
Yeah, but they want to rely on like the users to advertise for free, like volunteer work, you know. I don't think they'll actually put in money for advertising.
I think they just look at it as it's a project that's not done yet. Like, there are a lot of stuff that has not been implemented yet. And a lot of improvements are to be made. I mean, we have gone a long way, okay? And I believe that once the project is done, hopefully they will, like, start advertising it. I believe that's in their agenda. I really don't know any insights, okay? I'm just a reseller, guys. But I believe they'll actually do that. I'm a firm believer of chat. Always been and always will be.
Yeah, I hope so.
And you know, one more thing. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I sincerely believe the owners of the site, admin and, you know, 42, whoever owns it, they absolutely love this place. They're not going to change it. They have not sold it. If it was just a side gig or whatever, they would have sold this already. When it was booming with people, they would have made a lot of money from it. I think it has a sentimental value to it, and they just want to make it better and better. And I believe they will, because they sincerely care about the place.
Yeah. By the way, Tiro is asking for a shout out from you.
Hey, Tiro, what's up, bro?
Tell him to get on the podcast. We need Tiro on the podcast.
I know, I'm sorry. I just keep telling you, I'll get on it, and something happens. I'm sorry.
We need to get Tiro on,
You should.
Yeah. You hear that, Tiro? Get on the podcast.
You should definitely get him on now.
Yeah. Well, back to what we were saying. Honestly, I feel like if they were to shut down the site, like, I mean, I got Every Power for free, but like, these days, you know, I got money, I make money, and I buy from you specifically. I buy Zats sometimes for events to give away or to keep up with Every Power sometimes. Like, I used to profit off new powers, the limiteds and stuff, but like, now it's a little bit harder. And I buy the Zats, but it would be such a letdown to everyone who's put money into this website just to kill it. The whole trade marketplace, it would be so sad. Everyone would ask for refunds.
Chat will never close the place. Just keep that in mind.
Let's hope not.
It won't.
So, when did you join Zat?
Oh, God. So many years ago. I think like 13, 14 or something years ago. Long time ago.
You know what year?
No, to be honest, not really, but I would say like 2011 or 12, around this time.
Wow.
Maybe even before like, that.
That was like the peak.
I know. Yeah, it was crazy.
How did you even find that, though?
Oh, it was through a forum. online or whatever you call it. Kashat was a very, very, very famous place in Egypt, a famous website, I mean. It still is. But back then, before like Facebook was like the big deal and all that, we had like forums online where people would talk about like different topics, music, wrestling and this stuff. And chat was always in any forum you go to. It would just be a place to communicate, to get assistance and all that. And it just got my attention. And I thought it was so cool that you're able like to customize your name, to like do the weird emojis and all that. It was just something that stuck with me for a while.
Yeah.
And yeah. I just like got onto it. I thought it was a very cool place.
And it was Adobe Flash back then too.
Yeah. You had to download a program, WinRAR or something, to be able to use it. I don't remember the name. Yeah, but yeah, you had to download something for it to work.
Maybe for you, but for me, it was like installed with the browser.
Yeah, Adobe Flash Player. Yeah. It was Adobe Flash Player.
I used to be really good at Adobe Flash. I was it's where I learned how to do vector animation, kind of how they make the smileys. Wow. I'm really good at that. Yeah, back then I used to sell like files that they were coded with ActionScript and they were like ready to go, and I would sell them for like $70 a pop.
Dang, that's very cool.
Yep. And Club Penguin and mini games. And the thing is, there was also a lot of vulnerabilities. Security issues, like people could double powers, and it was just crazy
back then.
Yeah,
man, it was like scam or something.
Yeah, no, it was a scam, but it was like,
I remember I was like someone scammed me when I was little. I had named Glue or something.
Oh no.
And they're like, I'm gonna double this for you. I'm like, okay, see. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
So speaking about scams, what are some good, or let's talk about the good. What are some good experiences you had on Zat?
Oh, man, I cannot specify something, but I would like to believe there is a lot of good and great things about chat. Almost every day, something good happens in there. I have met a lot of friends, really good people. I've actually become very tight friends with a lot of people from this place. Are you talking like about trading experience or something, or happy moments? Is that what you're referring to?
Any experiences you had, like with moments with old friends, funny moments, kisses, popping up in the chat, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or like, when you saw like a power come out for the first time, or feature come out.
Oh, it's like if you're talking about moments when I got every power for the first time, I was super happy.
Was it the ruby one with the red pawn?
Yeah, the ruby, and then when they change it to like the diamond one or whatever, it's very cool. That was a happy moment for me. Yeah,
it was an interesting choice. It really kind of fluctuated the market, huh? The marketplace didn't take it too happily with that ruby coming out, did they?
I mean, it's always like it was an improvement. They didn't lose anything. I think it's always good to add new stuff to chat. I mean, why would anyone be like not happy about it?
Because it's 100,000 Zats, you know. It was like a huge thing to happen when they released Ruby.
If you think of it, it's not really a lot of money, though.
Yeah, I've had Ruby a few times.
Listen, I'm not rich by any means in real life, but if you think of it, it's not really a lot of money. It's like 100,000 chats or whatever. Like, if you really want it, if you want to save for it, you can get it within like 2, 3, 4 months or something. It's not a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm talking about my own perspective in Egypt, not in America.
It's $300 USD, pretty sure. Around there, maybe a little less.
Yeah. It's around this much, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, we got some good experiences. What about some bad experience you've had? Like getting scammed or hit offline. Yeah. That was a big thing back then.
Well, yeah, getting scammed is definitely a bad thing. But the bad experiences for me is when, like, when I see friends turning on each other for, like, bowers or, like, chats or whatever, trying to scam your friend or, like, being a friend for a long time and then turning on you for, like, small sums of money, whatever, you know?
Oh, that's the worst. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, like, friendship is, like, is worth a lot more. Because I had one of these experiences where, like, oh, I was good friends with a person, and then dude was just, like, you run off with a ruby or whatever. It's not a big deal for me. Like, just a ruby, man. But, like, it's not a scam itself. It's about, like I trusted this person. But, yeah, just life goes on.
I mean, a lot of people have a fake personality, fake, they're fake. Yeah. On the chats, just exactly. To even not just that, but catfishing just to steal powers.
Oh, yeah,
to
be a lot of that.
A cute girl or something. Yeah, it's like weird. I don't know if it's so common now. Maybe I think it might still happen, but it's not. Because back then, so many scams, so many catfishes, and so many like bad things were happening where, I don't think the volunteers were able to keep up with all of it. It was just happening way too much. And now,
yeah.
It's more like a tight community. Now it's more easier. People are more aware of how to screenshot and this and that. And it's easier to be more safe and secure and get the volunteers involved.
Yes, but, true.
But what if a lot more users come on the site again? It might be a hectic. It might be a hassle.
No, I think volunteers are doing a great job with that. I mean, if someone gets scammed and you have proofs, you explain to them what happened, they will help you if they think
hopefully.
You're telling the truth. No, but they do. They actually do help. They are very nice. Like,
I'm saying if the site gets popular again, there's a lot of people on. It'll be hard to keep track of things.
I wouldn't say that because they are really good at what they do. They are really, really good. The current team is amazing.
Yeah, props to the current team. Kind of love the current volunteer team.
They are amazing. I'm talking about Co. I'm talking about Cube. I'm talking about Andre, Sergio, whatever. Sorry, Sergio, that's not your name. Sloom. They're all amazing. They're very nice people. And you know what they're doing.
Shout out to everyone on the volunteer team that Matt just mentioned and more. Everyone else that's involved. Thank you so much for your hard work and time.
Yeah, thank you guys. And especially like also other people that help with this process. For example, like Chase, Limona.
Cheese. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You have a topic on the form where they like help with tickets and, you know, ask for a ticket to be answered. They're really nice people. They're like why chat is like as nice as it is. We have a nice community.
I have to say the fact that that Zat has had a team like that to help for so long, all these years, it's something really special to have that going, especially with the main admin not like being super inactive and to have a team just involved to help. And I think these days the team is just obviously everyone on Zat is just people, it's like nostalgic people who grew up using the site years ago.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is now. But still, it's amazing to see that today, that people are sticking around and still helping, even though the admin's like not even here.
I mean, you never know if he's there or not. He's probably there. I can tell you he's very active though. He's around. He's always like covering stuff. Yeah, he's active though. I think he loves the place like we do.
Well, we saw him on. On trade chat the other day for that event. Zat's birthday, 19th birthday party.
Yeah, he was in trade. He was like celebrating with us.
Yeah.
He's around. I can tell you he's an active person though.
Well, I don't know if he's active with the tickets because I had a ticket that was open for like for 6 months and I got a reply from him after 6 months and then another 6 months went by and I had to get Kupum involved because it just wasn't going anywhere.
Listen, I really don't know much about tickets. I'm a reseller, I'm not a volunteer, but I can tell you this. they are tricky because sometimes you just take investigation, sometimes take longer than the other. Sometimes you're just waiting for other people to respond. It depends on the ticket itself. Like, if it's a scam case, you want to see both parties, what happened, they would open a ticket for the other person to reply. It's a tricky thing to use. You're just trying to be fair about it. And by the way, it's not just chat. There's also PayPal and other places. Like, I think major financial institutions as well would do the same to make sure like everything is fair. Like, if you have a dispute on PayPal, you would like see what happened and try to communicate with the both people involved.
Yeah.
That's why it may take some time, you know?
So, okay. When did you start reselling?
Oh, like, I think I've sold, like, I've been reselling for a long ass time. But I was not like active on official chats. I was mainly like just hanging out with my friends. I would like have some small amount of chats and I would resell them to them, you know? But when I got really active into reselling, I would say like 2017 or 18.
Oh, wow. I don't understand. That was a while ago now.
Time flies by.
So with reselling, obviously, it's not as popular. And I will say 2020 was a big year. A lot of people came back to the site. But I'm not sure, so I'm going to ask you, from what you've told me, you said you make a living from reselling. Is that true?
I have 3 jobs, bro.
Okay.
Listen.
I was going to say, no way.
I love chat for what it is. Chat is an amazing place. I love hanging out in it. It's my social media platform. Okay. Like, some people use Facebook, some people use Instagram. I do have these platforms, but I just love chat. I have my friends there. I love talking to them there. It's a place that just makes me happy. You get me?
Yeah.
Well, and of course, if by any means I can like help others and help myself in the way, why not? Because being a reseller is one of the, like, it ensures safety to others as well. Like, when you're dealing with someone that is trusted, that you're not going to lose your money, like, either by selling or buying with them. So, so it's a way of helping others as well. And I'm very happy to help chat. It has taught me a lot. Chat was one of the main reasons I learned English, became good at it. I'm sorry for my accent, guys. But, like, chat was, like, actually helped a lot with my personality in a way. Does that make sense?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I grew up using that, and I was very young, and that's where I learned how to spell and type words and
exactly, get good at that too. It helped a lot with building my personality. I've interacted with a lot of good people in there. I've had a lot of experiences, good and bad. That helps build your personality. It just opens gates for you, have new ideas, and like see how people see the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what's the secret to reselling? Because I don't, so just because you're known as a reseller, people message you or like what? Because I don't really see you in the chat that often, like selling stuff, you know, but you're always willing to buy and sell stuff to people for money. So is there a secret to it? Are you allowed to say that or talk about it?
No, I mean, there is no secret. It's about just having a good reputation, basically. You just trusted person and word travels. You know, like, let's just say Matt is a good person. I've dealt with him. We had a specific deal. It worked out great. I would recommend him. You know, it's more like a recommendation-based system. You get me?
Right. Yeah. So yeah, people just message you out of the blue. They just message you. You don't have to go out of your way. Almost
do something. Yeah. Because the whole verification system chat has, in my own opinion, is just they are doing it to help users not get scammed. Because if you remember back then, there were a lot of scammers. A lot.
Yeah.
You would like take money and run, take hours and run. So they made the system to protect chatters, the users. And I'm really glad to be there to assist with that. Me, Stifler, Mr. Agito, Brian, but he left the place. But we are there to help. And it's something fun for me to do. You know,
yeah.
I enjoy it.
I remember when you were in the process of becoming, was it when you, did I talk to you at the time when you became an official reseller? And you were telling me like, oh, I'm still waiting on the admin ticket. And it was like taking so long and it was a whole process.
Well, they like, okay. That's something I respect about chat. Do you want to make sure everything is correct? Everything is as I say. Do you want to make sure I'm a trusted person, that I can be trusted to actually add me to this list? You get me? Because as I told you, do you want to make sure the users themselves are safe? And I know it's not the responsibility for the resellers list, like to ensure the safety of users and all that, but I would like, in my opinion, I would like to believe they put it there to guide users that, okay, these people have been there, they have been doing it for years, they have been helping out, and we can tell you that, you know what, you can trust them, you can trust these people. And I respect that they put their time to revise what's going on, to revise the person himself, you know what I mean? To make sure that, okay, you can deal with this one. So I respect that took a while for them to get to my application.
So it's well known that you're from Egypt.
Yeah.
How is life there? How does that reselling help with living in Egypt? How is life in Egypt?
Life is great. It's a nice country. People are very nice, very friendly. I think you guys should visit Egypt. You would enjoy it a lot. Chat does not really help much with like living wise, as I told you earlier. I do have multiple jobs. it can like
it's just for you know, fun.
Help you buy pizza. You know, like, but I do know a lot of people that are Egyptians that actually make a living of chat, like of bowers, profiting in trade. They're really good at what they do. And I think it does help a lot. And that's thanks to admin, by the way. He's allowing this to happen. Because if you think of it, he opened many doors for people to profit in a way. Like graphic designing, bower reselling.
IDs.
There's a lot of ways to make money of chat. And he's allowing that. So thanks to him.
So with Egypt, I do want to visit one day. I hope you can be my tour guide or something.
Be my guest anytime. Just tell me at the time. I got that.
just so people who are listening know, what are some cool things to do in Egypt or some cool foods to eat? I know one thing I want to do is check out the pyramids. So
guys,
what do you recommend?
Go see the pyramids, see the museum, go to Luxor. Take a balloon ride, you know, this balloon in air. It's very cool. Go take a Nile cruise for like 2 or 3 hours. You would enjoy it a lot. Just experience local foods, koshery, mashi. I don't know if you guys eat pigeons in there. Probably not.
Or eat duck. What?
Pigeons? Or yeah.
Oh, I'm afraid not.
It's a delicacy.
Really? That's very interesting.
People eat ducks.
I have
ate
duck.
Well.
I have ate duck at some Asian place.
Yeah, people eat rabbits here as well. I know.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, you don't have to try that, but like you can try different Egyptian cuisine. I think you guys would really enjoy it. Like when visiting, just try different local foods that you feel comfortable with. We have a variety of it. And
the marketplaces too. Gotta go to the marketplaces.
Yeah. You should, even honestly, like you should go shopping in Egypt. Egypt is a cheap country. It's a cheap destination for you to go shopping and buy whatever you want. I think it's a really fun place to spend your vacation. And it's cheap, it's fun. be very nice, friendly. Egypt is very safe for you to visit. Do it, guys. If you have the chance, don't miss out.
Thank you for that. That's very nice of you to mention some sweet things about Egypt. That's really cool. I did not know about some of the delicacies there. So I wanted to talk to you about IDs. So so there used to be a chat called Deal. I think it was owned by former trade main owner Christina. And I think who's that one guy? Is it Gary with the 696 980? They used to run Deal. And Deal used to be huge, and there was a whole ID marketplace there too. And that's where I met Stifler. And I used to sell IDs there, and it was like the, I want to talk about the IDs real quick. The ID marketplace used to be like very interesting. I think back then people had programs to generate IDs as well. And they were trying to hit like score like a pattern or something. And now the ID marketplace is like that one chat, Aloha. And now we get a few IDs per auction. Like one or two times a year, they'll do an auction for IDs. And I'm always trying to ask you to recommend on the forum 69M. I really want that one. That'll be mine. Hopefully.
If they ever release it, yours, man. Just know that.
For real. But I know you have some special IDs in your inventory, but you don't even use any. You, I remember one time you even put the short name Matt on a small ID, and then you said screw it, and you stuck with it. You have like some basic ID right now. It's like 15. It's like a what, a 9-10 digit or something.
I'm waiting for a special ID.
Oh yeah, we can't say that, right? We can't talk about that ID.
No, you can try to convince Doc to sell me at 1,000. It was supposed to be mine.
Oh,
but I was sleeping when he sold it, Charlie.
Oh, do you have contact with Doc?
Yeah, I think he's not gonna sell it, but hopefully, if he does one day, I will catch him.
I can talk to him. I can talk to him and.
Oh God, man! I did.
You're interested.
He loved that. It's a nice ID. I love it, but. He loves it too.
It is very nice. You'll beat out Aries because Aries got 1003 and he's bragging about
it. I'm not, no. It's not about that. I think I just always thought it's a nice ID. And I'm actually the one who convinced Charlie to sell me it, like to sell it in general. I told him he should sell it and I made a deal with him. But he didn't have information or something, and it took him a while. And when he got it and was about to sell it to me, I was sleeping, I was napping, so it was not just meant to be.
He could have just waited.
Yeah.
And I know admin for like special users who help like special volunteers or people who've been around for a while and had. A big impact like Coupon or Maverick. Admin will take your ID and shorten it to the first four digits and give you that as your ID. But that's very special occasion.
Admin is a very, very, very nice guy. For real. He's one of the sweetest people I've ever met. He's very kind, he's a gentleman. You know what I mean? He's a very appreciative of what we do. Really.
But we need to get him on the podcast too. Admin, if you're listening, we would love to have you on the podcast.
Hopefully not. You never know. You could email him. Why not?
I hope so. I hope. So about the IDs, what are some IDs you have in your inventory right now? Some special IDs.
Oh, like 7, 4 0s and 7 and 3 1s. 0, 3 1s. Actually, I'm sorry, Tobin.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
I just want to say that ID market is very active, by the way. Because people will just say, oh, it's that. It really is not. It's a very active, attractive market. A lot of users, Come and buy IDs. A lot of people are interested in IDs. I just hope one day they will just add another attraction to it, because it's a special thing to have an ID. I think it's good to add value to it, which will attract more people to buying one.
Yeah. So is there any IDs that you have that you will never sell, you're just keeping for yourself?
Well, for now, no.
Interesting. That's like the way to ID. Do it, right?
I'm just like focusing on a specific ID.
Like everything's for sale. I understand. Yeah, I get you. I want 6ix9ine, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that everything is for sale. It's just I have not gotten an ID yet that I would like to use or keep for myself, you know? Hopefully, yeah. Also, I like an ID that Maverick owns, but he's not going to sell it.
Oh, he will never sell that. Oh, is it what, 1070?
No, it's not his ID. It's Loki. It's like it's very nice. I love this ID.
Loki is a test account just for testing purposes.
Yeah, he's not gonna sell that, I know.
Yeah.
Do you know Mr.'s ID? 1007? That was mine. I saw that like recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's like it's a special one, but it's like it does not interest me this way. You get me?
Yeah. No, I totally understand. You know, what does interest me, it's not an ID, it's a power.
Yeah.
I think you could make your guess, but 666.
I know, it's very special power.
Yeah. It's the first time they ever did a super limited power.
I know, it's very cool.
How many do you think they actually released?
666.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really think they released 666?
Yeah, they did. I know. I kept track of it.
Yeah, right.
They're not gonna release more of it. It's gonna be like that forever. And hopefully some new upgrades to it.
Hopefully. Well, I have an idea, but I just wanted to mention real quick. As of right now, I have the most 666s on that.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
And you helped me with that.
Smart investment.
Yeah. Yep. And I do want to say that I was actually gifted 666 test power before it released. But I ended up selling it for 4,000 zats. And then I bought two 666s from store when they released. I think they were 666 zats each, but I bought two of them from store, or two or three, I don't remember. But now I have a ton. So, and I was telling Rexer about my plans of getting the most 666s, and then he starts buying them all and trying to make it into a race.
He's not like, Rexer is a very cool guy. He's a very nice guy. I don't think he's like that. I don't think, listen, I don't think he stole your idea. I think maybe it was in his mind to do it because he knew it was super limited.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. No, he told me it's gambling and he wasn't interested in it. And then I started to do it and then he hopped on the wave. We voice chatted a lot. So I know he wasn't interested in doing that. It actually took me a lot of convincing to get him to do it, to be honest with you. But I'm glad he did because we know that we can now keep track of really who has 666. Most people who have every power, most, not all. But honestly, I'm going to tell you, I think they only really released like 480 of them. And maybe they're saving some spots for either auction or out of the 480 released. The other outside 480 was test powers given to volunteers. Yeah. And I was one of them who got a test power.
Yeah.
So I don't think they released 666. I think they release less because it would be smart to save some spots for a power auction. That would be like genius.
I mean, you're right. Maybe you're right. I don't know. But I mean, I was keeping track of it when they released it though. It was 666 hours, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, 660 books. Yeah. I mean, I kept track of it, but maybe I'm wrong. You never know.
Well, I remember every time they released it, they only released 100 at a time.
Yeah, so, it just builds up. It builds up to
yeah, 6, and also, 6. I have an idea. I also posted a suggestion on the Zap podcast site of 777, and 777 is the opposite. It's the when you look at 666, it's animated from an angel to a devil, and what if 777 is the opposite? It's the devil, and it animates into an angel. And it's like a new angel power, but super limited.
Should be, yeah. Hopefully he will do that. That's actually smart.
I think they're saving the pattern powers for special powers. So I suggested 777. I suggested 888, which is a band pawn for the brown pawn.
Yeah.
I suggested for black pawn for power 1000.
Wow. Yeah.
What do you think? They should do that? I mean, 1,000 powers, that's a huge accomplishment.
I think it would be really cool to implement these ideas. I think they actually, they do implement a lot of ideas from the forum. Especially like Cubum, from what I'm saying, he does like use it a lot. And I think the idea of like 777 being an angel and all that sounds cool. I like that. Why not?
Hopefully.
Nice.
Yeah.
Be very cool.
Okay, so do you remember the trade marketplace back in the day?
Like, yeah.
How popular, like way more pools.
Christina like, time.
Christina. Like you could say buy this, sell that, and you'd get your PC box would fill up. Like it would just, people would message you like crazy.
I think that will happen again. Just give it time.
Hopefully.
I'm very optimistic for next year. I think great stuff will happen. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah. So what are your favorite smileys to use?
Oh, flirt. the thing you would be in, and the flirt ones, you're cool. I like them.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm basic though. I'm basic with this stuff, but I think they're very cool. But but I think chat have been adding a lot of smiles lately. Like they're very cool. The dab.
Okay. Other than the free smileys. How about ask this? What are your favorite powers or smiley powers? Either one.
Smiley powers, tease. I like Angel a lot. Angel and Fairy, Angry.
Classics.
These are so cool. I love the classical. Yeah, I love some of the newer ones as well. What is the latest one? Queen Bee is very cool. Well, to me. Everyone has a taste. I like the about Queen Bee. I think it's cool.
Queen Bee.
I like Toad. Toad is funny.
Oh, I love Toad. I love it.
Yeah, it's a funny one. I love it.
There's a lot of smiley powers that I suggested. And one of them that I love that they implemented was Hippo. I suggested Hippos.
It's very cool. Very cool.
It's like a great power, yeah. And Boo. Yeah, it's a good one.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was saying lately they've been adding some cool powers like Beaver, Rider, Cubcat, you know, the four, like Susto, Handy. I don't know if I'm saying them right, you know. But I think these powers are cool. Yeah, they're like nice powers and they're new, they're like creative.
Yeah, I will say, I kind of like the cursed smileys. like the ones with like feet, like walk grass, or like the ones that are just weird, like the ones with hands, or like it's just it doesn't seem right. Like, why does a smiley have feet? Yeah. You know,
yeah.
The cursed ones,
zero cool. I agree with you. Yeah, I mean, Shaq has a lot of ways, like a lot of smileys and a lot of ways of mixing them together. So cool.
You know? Wish. What's up?
You wish what? Tell me.
Oh, I wish they updated the mobile app, and then they made it to where the mobile app gave your phone access to the smileys you have, and you can use them on like text message or WhatsApp, or you know what I mean? Like, you can expand it elsewhere. If you own the power, they give you access to using it, you know? Yeah.
I know. That would be so freaking cool. Well, I don't know about the technicalities of that, but we should definitely suggest that. Why not?
You know what? I will.
You never know. You might actually be up to it. Why not?
Yeah, I will suggest that.
Hell yeah, do it.
So we're getting to the end of the podcast here. So is there any shout outs to any old friends you haven't seen in a while? Any current friends in the chats?
Man, I miss Lucky. This dude, I miss him. I hope he's okay. I should send him a WhatsApp now. Oh, current friends. I have a lot of good friends. Oh my god. I want to shout out to Cubum, to Crow, to Jazzy, to Lily, to Kay, to John, to, oh my god, there are so many people. People are gonna be mad with me. To Tiro. There are a lot of nice people that I know from chat. And a special shout out to Tech. Miro.
Miro.
Shout out to Tech. Miro.
Lucky, if you're listening to this, your friend Matt misses you, and you should come back to Zat.
He should. He's a nice guy. Great addition to the show.
Yeah. That's the one thing that's like different than Discord, where like people show up in the chats and you don't know if you'll ever see them again once they leave. It's really sad.
They always come back, man. You know that. They always come back.
Unless they died.
Hopefully, that's not the case.
We've had some people die. It's bound to happen. It's bound to happen.
Yeah, maybe there's some base. Yeah, but this specific nostalgia regarding chat, specific attraction or magic, I say it. Anyone who leaves are hopefully in good health the one day you return, even say hi and then you leave again. And that is the beauty of chat. It's an amazing place. I really, really, really appreciate this site a lot. I love it.
Well said, man. Also, lastly, do you have any words for the community? Whoever's listening to this, any words of wisdom, advice, anything you want to say?
Guys, I'm really happy that you're around, you're sticking around. It's an honor and a privilege to get to know each one of you. Thanks for making chat a magical and amazing place as it is. And hopefully it will always be around. Thank you. Thank you for that. Love you guys. And just be safe, please. Be safe around here. Scammers everywhere.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, reseller Matt. Thank you, Matt, for so much for coming on the Zat podcast. I really appreciate that. And hopefully one day we'll have you on here for maybe a part two.
And thank you so much for inviting me. You're awesome. I appreciate it. That was actually so much fun. Thank you. You guys should do an interview with Tech. He's cool.
Thank you, everyone. Put in a request. Come on the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, reseller Matt.